You said we're going to get married. The chiyuv is from that. But he wants to say if the man is sick, she couldn't be toveya. The mizonos doesn't flow from that registration, because the registration doesn't take place. Okay? So that's what Rabbi Yochanan writes, beferish, in the Kovet Shirm Os Kuf Pei Beis, because the hesber of the chiyuv mizonos is noveya from the fact that she can claim him for marriage. She can't claim him for marriage if he's sick. Memeila, if he's sick, the chiyuv mizonos doesn't get off the ground because the tefillah to the marriage doesn't get off the ground. So he just adds a separate step called tefillah in the suit. Okay? So we got that chloral ice, so that's why it says...
How does that play into Pierce Anita?
What did you say?
How does that sheet of Rabbi Chanan play into Pierce Anita? Because it's different.
Also, maybe he could make a claim and say... Allah Maisa, that the whole point of doing it as soon as he wants to be able to be with her.
But we're saying if you're Sunita, it does work.
This point in the Gemara, we're at Lafikach. Chalahu shechalse yoshefirsanit ain't a malo mizonos. He doesn't have to pay her. So we're being mazed with that line. Why is it ain't a malo mizonos? Let's keep where we're at in the Gemara. Well, he didn't go vayki yet. Chalahu shechalse yoshefirsanit ain't a malo mizonos. We're assuming that first shita that he doesn't have to pay her. So that's either because it's a knas, and we can't invoke the knas because he's sick, or she's sick, or became a personita. Or number two, we're being mazber Rabbi Chanan says, the chiyuv mizonos comes from the fact that she can claim into a din Torah. You're supposed to marry me on this day, you didn't do it. The male, you have a chiyuv mizonos. But she can't register that claim if he's sick, or she's sick, or because why? She's a personita. Okay? So that's the line of the Gemara that I want you to bring out, Lamaisa, on that din. Now, let's follow up your point, okay? Let's follow up your point, Meir Simcha. Let's get this down. Why is it, Taka, that if she's a Pirsanita? Why is it, Taka, if she's a Pirsanita, does he not have to feed her mizonos? Okay? Avi, you got me? Why, if she's a Pirsanita, does he not have to pay her mizonos? Jacob, you got me? So, what's the pshat? So according to the Rambam, how do we define the Nisun and Chuppah? How do we define the Nisun and Chuppah according to the Rambam? Yichud. He can't have Yichud with a woman that's Anita. Josh, you got me? He cannot have Yichud with a woman that's Anita. Why not? Because he hasn't been with her yet. You don't have that heter of Suga Vashoshan. It's like it's Lamed Chesem at Aleph in Sanhedrin. The Gemara quotes that pasuk. You don't have that heter. So if you don't have that heter, then it's very good according to the Rambam. Halacha l'maisa, pirsanita, you can't have a chuppah. Memeila, halacha l'maisa, it makes sense. Why should he have to pay her mizonos? Ridiculous. He can't have the nisuin. Chuppah means yichud, but he can't be alone until she's anita. But if you say, like the other Rishonim, which we did, right? Yes, Sunday, guys who didn't, one here, please get a chance on the computer and listen. The other sheikh is in nisuin were what? Bedekin, we actually mentioned it last week. What were the other shittas? Hachnasas l'rishus, right? Bedekin, right? Being under the chuppah, bring the handkerchief on her head. According to those other Rishonim, how do you read this Gemara? According to those other Rishonim, how do you read this Gemara? Why, if she becomes a need, doesn't have to pay her? So the Ran asked that kasha. I wanted you to see the Ran here. The Ran and Aleph and Aleph, Dapi Arif. And the Ran says, you know what? He says... In the following, he's bothered by this kasha because he himself argues on the Rambam, and he says like this: the chitamet person need a lamein amal mizonos arviyana lachnis lechupa haynutamish yekain shein chupa zum esura labia lochiyav chacham lekansa. No one wants to marry her if you can't have bia with her. In a chanami nisuin is something else. It means bringing her into your own rishus, but no one wants to do that if he can't live with her. So that's what the Ran says. The Ran says the Chamim were not mechayev him to marry her on that day because no one wants to do a chuppah unless she's tahora, till she's ruya l'piyah. Daniel, you follow me? So according to the other Rishonim that say what? According to the other Rishonim that say chuppah is something else, why, if she's in need, doesn't he have to pay her? Because even if it's something else, even if it's bedekin, even if it's what? Even if it's bring her into his rishus, but the bottom line is he doesn't want to end up married because all chuppahs lead to having bia, right? But if he can't have bia with her at that time, so what's the point? So that's how the Ran learns the Gemara here as well. Those other Rishonim. Don, do you follow me? That's what he says in the Baalim. I wanted you to see that rhyme. According to the Ram, it's beautiful. Chup is yichud, and therefore what he can't have in the suin, so the family doesn't have to pair him his onus. But according to the Rishonim, you can bring her into your sister with 1,000 people, that you don't have to have yichud. So why can't you bring her when she's in need? What's the answer? The answer is, I don't want to do that if I can't live with her. Why would I want to do that? Okay, that's the bottom line. If I don't want to do that, then maybe I shouldn't have to pay. And that's what the Ron says. The Ron says a beautiful lesson. Lo chiyuv of a chamin. The chamin that machayim me to marry her. Because I don't want to do marry her this day. Avi, you got me? So if you have a different definition of chuppah, that's how you're going to read this Gemara. Okay? That's how you're going to read this Gemara. Okay? Yes, Ezra.
I thought we said that, according to everyone, you can't, the chuppah is not chal if she is not right for bia.
We said according to the Rambam, Yichud has to be real with Bia, not according to the other Rishonim. We didn't say that.
Did we say that going in married, doing the chuppah, you have to be right for Bia?
For according to the Rambam, the Yichud has to be real with Bia. Yeah, we said that only according to the Rambam. According to the other Rishonim, not. So how do they match this Gemara? Because I don't want to do it. If I don't want to do it, Chacham did Mechayvi to marry her on the day when she's in need. Even though it would work. But I'm not comfortable with that. You know what I mean?
Which is why nowadays it's...
Yeah, well, nowadays we don't push it off. But I'm saying even in the Gemara, he doesn't have to pay. Because the Chum didn't mechayv in the mirror if I can't live with her. Even though I could have done other means of chuppah, other shittas. Doesn't make a difference. Okay, there's one other pshat, though, I want you to get on this line of the Gemara. And that's the hafla. The hafla is one of the gedolei achronim in the Sefer Ksuvos. It's in the Kovetz Meforshim. Okay, I bring my shita to the Kovetzis and read far from home. The hafla is a little bit of a different pshat. Very interesting, though. He wants to claim the following. He wants to claim if she's in need, halacha lemaisa, that's connected with Tainus Pesulim. Because we're afraid, okay, get married on Wednesday. Okay, so let's say she's ready to go to the mikveh. You know, what's the regular cycle for a woman halachically? She menstruates 5 days. She has to end the day b'tahara. You have to end the day with Tara, called a Hefsek Tara. Then you need Shiva Nikin. She has to check herself day and night for 7 days. Then at the end of 7 days, she goes to the mikveh. Okay, so let's say she's almost there. The time of the wedding, Wednesday, she wasn't there, so you got to wait a few days. Okay, so let's say you wait a few days. Or let's say you wait another Thursday night, she'll be ready to go to mikveh. Well, you got married on Wednesday. So what's going to happen Thursday night? He'll be with her. She turns out she's not a psula, she's a bula. What's going to happen? The only time you can go to base is Monday. By the time Monday comes, he'll chill out, like everyone says that phrase. He'll chill out. He'll relax. You got a big problem. That's what the Hafla says. That's why Pearson Nida, we do not make him pay by Wednesday. Because you know what? If you make him get married when she's in Nida, he's going to wait until she's ready. Wait until she's ready. Maybe it'll be Thursday night. And then if he lives with her and she's a bula, you're going to turn out he's going to what? He'll relax, and therefore he'll end up living with a bula his whole life. That's what the Hafla says of Pshat. Interesting Pshat, Lamaisa. I thought it was an interesting Pshat, Lamaisa, because he connects it with the Mishnah, okay? Because, you know, it's very possible, Lamaisa, she'll be ready Thursday night, and then you got a problem. That's what he wants to say. So what have we done so far in Shir so far? We began Shir with three Pshat and why Achshav Shishaninu. That's the first Mahalach. And the second Mahalach, Shalom, is what? Why is the din chalor chalsa according to where we're at in the world? Fika kainam alamazonas. Why is that? Either because the knas, he gives malon also, and you can't invoke the knas because he is sick, she is sick, or she's a person either. Or because of Rabbi Chanan, she can't be tovam for nesuin because he's sick, she's sick, or she's a person either. And then we're saying that was the second mahalach we had in Shir, correct? And then the third mahalach we have, what's the third mahalach, Ezra? Why is Pirsanita simply not Malamazonos? So according to Rambam, it's beautiful, because chuppah's yichud, you can't do yichuppah. Can't have yichud with Anita that you haven't had been with. According to the other Rishonim, that there's other definitions of chuppah, the Ron asks, why don't you have to pay her? Because I don't want to marry her. She won't be royal Levia. So if I don't want to marry her in that state, even though I could do other means of chuppah, Ellie, but I don't want to. So if I don't want to, the Chum didn't force me to marry her on that day, and if I don't have to pay his almost. And what's the third shot? The Hafla. The Hafla means I'll wait till she's ready, Thursday night. But if she turns out to be a bula, what's going to happen? I'll end up relaxing and end up living with her my whole life. By the time Monday comes, I don't mind. Okay? So we did three Mahalchim already. We got it, Chlor. Want everyone to get this Chlor. Yossi, you got this? Keep everything Chlor. Yes, Avi, go ahead.
I just don't understand, like, shot we had a couple of, like, for a couple, like,
why
chill out about 2 days.
I couldn't hear you.
Why do you
from Thursday he's night to Monday, he's going to relax.
Well, he didn't relax so much. He's been lying to for who knows how long.
Friday, Saturday, Sunday, he'll relax. Yeah.
2 days to relax.
Time heals. Time heals.
That much?
Only the next night you go to the morning debates and then you're still enraged. But it's going to heal. Yes. That's the assumption. That's the haflos chidish. Okay? We know that time heals. You know that. He loves her. He loves her very much. Okay? He loves her very much. That's what's going to happen. They'll end up being over in Israel, living with Abu his whole life because of that. Okay? That's what you got to say. Okay? So we got that clear? Very good. So we have this pshat l'maisa now in the Gemara. Okay? Now, before we go vayik in the Gemara, it's interesting. Every so often in Shas, you'll have Taisim not on the right omen. That's a good, it happens right here. Okay? So let's turn now to the, and actually not only is it on the different omen, it's out of order. Did you guys notice that? The Lefikach really should be first. Did you notice that? The Lefikach should be first. Okay? So let's see the Taisis inside. Okay? Lefikach. Okay? Mayor Simple, why don't you read the Taisis for us? Okay? So guys, look inside. We got a lot to see, Bishop. We go one thing, we get everything clear, like Ezra was asking. You got it? Okay, we got this. Well, let's go with the Taisis now. The second Taisis, let's read it in order of the Gemara. Josh, you got it? Okay, you want to, you have, or you use your Gemara. Okay, Lefika, go ahead, Meir Simcha, let's go. Lefika. No, you got to read the Dibra Maskil, Meir Simcha. Yeah, okay. Oh. Umafarish Bishalmi. Oh, the Hacha. We just got through saying that if the guy's sick, and they don't get married that day, he doesn't have to pay her mizonos. Correct?
Yep.
What does it say that if you have a husband that dies without kids, she falls to Yibum, for the first 3 months she's sustained by who? The oven. The property of the oven. Correct?
Right.
So, the Yushalmi says here, Beferish, it says, Beferish, Amad Hayabim Bedin, what does that mean? Amad Bedin, and she says she wants to be paid. Amad Bedin means that she takes him to base and says, marry me, either do you or give me chalitza. And what does he do? He escapes. Imamish escapes. So he escapes. So in the halacha, if he escapes, what do you do? What do you do? He's got to pay the mizonos. Yushalmi says he escapes. Who would then nami nechola? If he's sick and he can't marry, he's got to pay mizonos as well. And what do we say, Daniel, on this line of the Gemara, Lefikach, that if he's sick in the time the marriage appears, he doesn't have to pay mizonos. Stira. It's a contradiction. Why? By Yibum, we said what? He has to pay the mizonos if he's delaying the Yibum. And here, by what? Marriage. If he delays it, what's the din? He doesn't have to pay. It's a blatant steering. That's Taisis Kasha. Josh, clear? Let's get it inside. Okay? That's Taisis Kasha. Go ahead. Go ahead and read. Beautiful. What's a teretz? Taisa says, over there he's sick, or he escapes, after already it's been injected. She took him to a din tire, do yibum or do chalitza, and then he gets sick afterwards. But that was a few days later. When the psak was made, he was healthy. Once we inject the chiyuv mizonos, that sticks. Aval hoche? Go ahead. Aval hoche? Here he got sick before the time of the wedding came up. So therefore, if he got sick before the time of the wedding gate up, he doesn't have to pay a cent. You got me? That chiluk makes a lot of sense. And Kibi pointed out, Tosa says the same thing in Kuf Zayim at base. Says it a little bit differently, but he means the same thing. He should have married her right away. Should have married her right away, Lamaisa, by the Yibum case. Lamaisa, once the Yibum case came about, Lamaisa got sick a few days later. I don't care. I mean, I care. I feel bad for him, but he's still got to pay the mizonos. So that's Tosa's holds, Allah Lamaisa. This chiddush would make such a distinction. Between when it happened, when was the illness happened? Now get this down. The Maharam Shif and Rebbe Kiva Eger both point out, Rebbe Kiva Eger and the Maharam Shif, okay? They both point out, interesting Chiddush, that Taisus says, Halacha L'maisa, that if the man got sick after the Zman of getting married, but the chiyuv was injected, he would have to pay mizonos. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Didn't he just say that? Tosis distinguished between the two cases by saying the Yabim case, he got ill after she was taken to a din Torah, and Melechim is almost got off the ground. In our case, the chassan was sick before the date of the wedding emerged or surfaced, correct? Let me ask you, what comes out according to Tosis, though? That if the chassan got ill after the after the date of the wedding emerged, what would be the din? You guys tell me. What'd you say? He still would have to pay, right? If here, what Tosis is distinguishing is between what? Between when the illness happened, correct? He's not distinguishing a chassan and a yabin. You follow me? He's distinguishing between when the illness took place. If the illness took place beforehand, then he's potter. If the illness takes place afterwards, the chiyuv already got off the ground. Correct, Daniel? Chiyuv already got off the ground. But what happens if the chassan lamaisa, in the chassan's case, the chiyuv got off the ground, then he got ill, he would have to pay. Now I want you to get this down. The Marav Shufin or the Kivager point out, but if she gets sick after the time the marriage came about, if she gets sick, then he doesn't have to pay his potter. That's svara of the injection, svara, that once the chiyuv mezonos got off the ground works if he got ill after the zman came. Then the chiyuv mezonos is pinned on him even if he gets ill afterwards. But if she gets ill afterwards, then he's not mechuyev to pay from the time she gets ill. Because he says to her, listen, okay, you're right. I procrastinated. I didn't get married on that day, but I want to get married now, 2 days later. She says she's ill. Okay, so I'll pay for those 2 days, but I don't have to pay after that. You follow what I'm saying? Everyone got that, Chlor Kibbe? You got that? That's the chiddush of Rabbi Kivager and the Maram Shif. Okay? That's the chiddush of Lach Lomais. Okay, that is the chiddush that they want to say. And the svara makes a lot of sense, right? Because when she gets sick, I mean, he's yelling, he wants to get married now, even though it's 2 days later, he made a mistake. He's saying, Anna, come in, I'm here, I'm ready. So please get that down. Rabbi Kivager and the Maram Shif point out this chiddush, that if you wanted to tell me the illness came afterwards, that's fine. He has a chiyuv to pay. But once, if she gets sick afterwards, then he's going to be punked. Because then it's not fair. Okay? Everyone got that? Donnie, you got that clear? Now, based on this, I want you to get this. Based on this, what are the line in the Gemara we read today, Mayor Simcha? That's the line we're up to. Lefikach, what does it say? What's Lefikach? Kolahu, Oshakosi, Oshapirsanita, Ainam Alamazonis. Yes? Isn't that the line we're up to? That one line. Let me ask you a question. I hope people won't bother by that. If you say Kalahu, you're after pay Mazonos, isn't it a Kol Shekin the Chasahi? Was anyone bothered by that in Seder? I was bothered by that. You know who was bothered by that? The Tzitzit Rosh was bothered by that. Excellent. The Tzitzit Rosh was bothered by that Kasha. Right? The Tzitzit Rosh was bothered by that Kasha. Yeah, Dibra Maskel Fika. Everyone got that Kasha? Daniel, if it says, Daniel, if it says Chalva in Amazonas, for sure if she's sick, he shouldn't have to pay, right?
No, I got it the other way.
If he's sick, and he doesn't have to, and if he's sick, he doesn't have to pay, right? This is the Kol Shekin, right? The Dvarim Kavachomer. If you say Cholahu, right? Matam Chalsahu. It's the Dvarim Kavachomer. If he's sick, and he's putter, Kol Shekin, what? If she's sick, he should be putter, right? We're assuming he's putter. This line in the Gemara. If in the case of his illness he's putter, how much more so where she's ill? No? Kol Shekin Mechalsahi, Shonas Ba Machmasa, if the onus is coming from her, shouldn't he also be putter? No? You don't hear that, Kol Shekin?
No.
If the onus is coming from him, and we still let him off the hook, then Kol Shekin, if the onus is not even coming, he's ready to get married, and she's the one who's ill, for sure he shouldn't have to pay. Doesn't that make sense? That's the kasha, write it down, the Tzitzit Rosh. Cholahu doesn't have to pay, Cholse is a Kol Shekin. No? If you let him off the hook because of his onus, how much more so when he's ready to get married and she doesn't show up because she's ill, he shouldn't have to pay, no? Isn't that a Kol Shekin? What's the answer? I'll tell you the answer. Based on what we just learned with the Rebbe Kivager. Because I would have thought, if you did not say, if you said Chalsi, the Kavanah Satan is Mafia this far, and say Chalsi, the Chalishneim Shavim, Halach Lomais, That's the Chiddush of Rabbi Kivager. Rabbi Kivager says if she got sick afterwards, remember who said he's potter? So that's the kavana of the Tana to say in other words, the answer might be, and this is the Chiddush, the answer might be Allah Maisa to tell me this din, that din is wrong. What do you mean that din is wrong? That if she, in fact, gets ill after the time of the wedding, what did we say a second ago, Tysus would say?
After that he's potter.
We would say afterwards he's potter. That's what this Tana is coming to tell me. Don't tell me that they're both equal. They are not both equal. They are not both equal. And if she, exactly, and if she becomes sick, Allah lemaisa, if she becomes sick, we want to mafkia that svar. The lomar shechosu shaleim shavim. That is not true. They are not both exactly equal. That's why we need to say shechosu he. We need to say that if she gets sick, afterwards, he's potter those days. And that's why it had to be written. Okay? You follow me, Avi? So what comes out so far in this din? What did the Gemara say? If they don't get married because he or she gets sick or because the person you have to pay him his honors. But there is a distinction if what? If they got ill after the wedding date came and they didn't get married. Right? If he got ill afterwards, he's still got to pay. If she gets ill, he doesn't have to pay once she gets ill. And that's seen from the fact that we said, Chol Yil Chol Sahi, we want to distinguish that fact. We want to say, Halach Lamaisa, that they're not the same. You follow me? They're not the same, Ellie. That's why we went out of our way and said, Cholahi, Osha Cholsahi. Because if you're just ready to say Chol, you think everything's the same, both him and her getting ill. There's still a difference between the two. Yosef, you got me? And that's very meduyuk in the language. Works out very beautifully. That's the Chiddush of Rabbi Kivager. Okay, Meir Sifti, you got me? Makes sense. I mean, he's waiting there. Okay, he delayed, bless you. He delayed it for a few days, he should have to pay. But now that she gets sick, why should he have to pay? He's ready to get married now, these 2 days later. That's the Chiddush you want to bring up. And that's why I had to say, Chaluhu Shachalsi Daniel, to tell me that it's a different track when she gets sick. Okay? You got me? All right. Back to Tosis now. Mayor Simple. Back to Tosis. Okay? So what does Tosis want to say? Tosis wants to say this distinction between when the illness happens. It's not a fundamental distinction between who? It's not a fundamental distinction between who? Between a chassan and a yabin, right? It's a distinction of when the illness is. That's what I want you guys to get to think about.
Why not?
Always to analyze. We're going to see Rashi is going to say different. But he's distinguishing between when the illness is, based on what we just said. It's not a difference between the yabim and a chassan. It's a difference when the illness was. In our Gemara, the illness was before the date of the wedding came. That Gemara was the illness came afterwards. Okay? Well, let's see. Let's see what Rashi says. Go ahead. Go ahead, Meir Simcha. Let's see. Okay? So in Rashi says over there, Dafka Baruch, but Chalolo. What does that mean? Only if he escapes do we require the Yavim to pay. But if he's ill, what's it then? He has to pay. That seems to go against our Gemara. That seems it does. What did it say? Chalu, Enam Al Mazonas. According to Rashi, it's a stira again. The kasha reemerges according to Rashi. Chalolo, that you have to what? Chalolo is that you, Halach Lamaisa, who will kutcha pirish, sham dafka baruch. Only baruch has to be aval chalolo. Correct. You're right. Ezra, the kasha doesn't start. Only baruch has to pay. But chalolo doesn't have to pay. So that's in line with our Gemara. So according to Rashi, the kasha didn't even start. Very good, Ezra. Yes? According to Rashi, the kasha doesn't even start. But what's the problem? Go ahead. Well, first of all, in Yerik and Amash would be Yushami. Rashi is against Yushami because Yushami equated Baruch with Chol. Okay. Go ahead, Ulu Perusho. So we're going to see, God willing, now in the next few lines of the Gemara, that the Gemara has a Shaila, not so Pasha. Maybe if he is sick, he does have to pay her. Maybe if he is sick, he does have to pay her. We assume Lefikach, the first line, doesn't have to pair. But the Gemara is going to bring up the Shiloh, maybe he has to pair. So if he has to pair, I don't understand. According to the Gemara in Yavamis, it says that Chalah, he doesn't have to pair. So you have an open question in Yiksubis, why can't you answer the Gemara from Yavamis? You follow me? That's what someone might ask on Rashi, right? You follow me, Daniel Narzi? The Gemara says black on white here, maybe a Chassan, I don't know whether he has to pair or not. Well, it says Beferes by Yavim, you don't have to. So according to Rashi, why did the Gemara in Yiksubis by us say, look, by Yavim, you don't have to. So if Yavim, you don't have to, so do by a Chassan. Go ahead, what's the answer? D.H. Lomar.
D.H. Lomar, also, Agi, the Beit Fei, me, you don't. Kidamir, the Beit Fei, must become a Dokti.
What does that mean?
Yes, me.
Asking at you, okay, yeah, go ahead. What's the answer?
It means that someone who is Ma'aris, so someone who is, I guess, engaged to the guy,
yeah.
She has, like, some sort of closer connection to the guy than a Yavama has to the Yavam.
Okay, let's say a little bit more. A little bit more than that. What does Tosis mean?
More Shaitas? I don't know. That's not really
saying. What does that mean? Okay, he's very honest. He's very honest there, Sue. What does that mean? Go ahead, Daniel. What do you say?
I don't know if it fits into the words, but for Arusa, they're already married in a sense. They owe him nothing until he actually is with her, no?
Meaning, Zika. Meaning what?
They're already connected.
Right, there is a Zika, like Daniel's saying. She's locked into him. She is locked into him, right? She is locked into the oven. She's not a free woman.
But this is Baratzim?
Well, what's the answer? What's the answer? The answer is even though there's a Zika, but they might never get married because you can always do what? Chalitza.
So she could always, he could always do Gershon.
I understand, but he doesn't want to do that, Lamaisa. That's not Gura Gabe. Agida Gabe is the Lashon of what? Of Nesuit. The fact is that he wants the what? He wants to marry her, right? He wants to marry her. By an Arusa, Shaina da Agida Be, right? The only thing that's stopping him from living with her is because they haven't had a Nesuit. He doesn't have a pre-existing relationship. He didn't choose her. Daniel made a great point. She is locked in, but that was Mina Shamayim. Happens to be he's the brother-in-law. There's no emotional relationship here. They're a brother-in-law and sister-in-law. They get married now? That's Mina Shamayim. He has just so much of an out to do Chalitza. You're right. You're right, Paul. So Mayor Sukkos says we could divorce her. I understand, but he chose this woman to marry her. He loves this woman. He just hasn't done the suin yet. So therefore, there's no way you could say, oh, by Yavim, we what? By Yavim, we make him what? Halacha l'maaseh, by Yavim, he doesn't have to pay. What about by Arusa, you have a question? What do you mean? Arusa is different than Yavim. Yavim, you don't make him pay because there's no relationship. There's no relationship. That's the real answer of Tosfos. There's no relationship. Well, here, there's a relationship. And there might be good reason to say he has to pay her even though the wedding was delayed. You got me? Everyone got that answer? There is a Ziki, right? But that's been a Shamayim. It's not a relationship emotionally. He chose this woman. The artist and the rest of it, he didn't choose her. He could always get out with Chalitza. I may assume this, he could always divorce her. Right, but he chose this woman. He hasn't even done the suing. And if the what? If the marriage is delayed, there's good reason to say he's going to pay her. You got me? That's the lumpness of the dice. Okay? Yes, Kibi, go ahead.
Could this be connected to Mahal Khirami said, Bashim Rav? What's the nature of Nisuin? That if Nisuin is just Asaras and Linnea, then of course there's such a strong.
I like that very much. You're saying very good. Nerds, keep you saying, according to the Rav, if Nisuin is just the Gemara, the Kedushin, it's like it's almost done already, so that fits very well. Halacha l'maaseh, you know, it's already almost there. Where it's harder to say it's in the Kinyan b'fnei Atzmo. Very good. I like that a lot. Very excellent. Keep you saying, you could put that in our list of the Rav's shot. That it's Asara Samoneh. Excellent shot. I like that a lot. Very good.
Even if you say it's a Kim Fnayatsu, he still did the Kiddush.
Right.
I mean, he was the one that made the choice.
Even if it's Kim Fnayatsu, he has chosen the mirror and he has a responsibility, but it just fits much better. It's like they're almost there. It's like Agir got there. Okay? So that's the Kiddush, Lomaisa. It's like they're almost there. Okay, that's the Kiddush that Tosfos wants to say. Okay. We got it, Chlor? Very good. Excellent. So that's the Pshat Lamaisa in this Tosfos. Now, this opens the door now for us to what? To go vayikra in the Gemara. Let's read the Gemara now inside with this Chiddush. Okay? Let's read the Gemara inside with this Chiddush. Okay. Let's see the Gemara. So that's the Svar that we want to suggest. Pshat Halacha Lamaisa. Okay, we got that Chlor? So we got everything in the Lefikach in the Gemara. Okay. Now we begin, let's go like the Gemara's not so posh. Don't give me the business that it's so posh that he doesn't have to pay. Okay? But that's the pshat in the Taisus, Allah Lamaisa Taisus clearly holding that's a knas. That's the Chiddush and the Skibi, so that's what Kusayna means, says the same thing. Says the Gemara, let's look at Sakas. Okay, Josh, we got it? Yeah. There are those that pose this as a shayla. Kala mahu. What's the din of kala? Mahu the tema kala mahu. Ha hasam time of my machine to honest. Bachanami ha honest. Over there he's honest, so too here he's honest. So meaning the case where a guy is sick and he can't what? He can't marry the woman. So if he's sick, it's a terrible thing. He cannot marry the woman at this point. I'll have to push off the wedding. Okay. It's very unfortunate. But the truth of the matter is that halacha lamaisa, hacha nami kishikali is sick. So in other words, just like in the case where what? He's not makiv the mirtzono when it comes out on Sunday. Halacha lamaisa, we push it off to Wednesday because of shakdu. It's not his fault. So too, he's also it's not his fault. There's a principle in halacha called, and let's get it. What's the principle in halacha called? Onus rachmana patre. That is the principle in halacha. The Torah exempts you. When the Torah exempts you, when you're under duress. Onus, Rachmana means Hashem, Patre, exempts you. We have to know this rule. This appears in the Dharam and the Chavzayin and the Beis. And the Gemara brings it up. If the wedding was supposed to be on Sunday, delayed to Wednesday, that's not his fault. So too when he's ill. That's also not his fault. It's also not his fault. No? Why don't you say onus rachmana patra? Okay? Now you'll tell me mizonus di raisa the rabbanan some machlokas we mentioned. Okay. Even if it's the rabbanan, you'll say onus rachmana patra. Okay? Why should he have to pay? Right, Shalom? You got me? He's onus rachmana patra. That's one possibility. The Gemara then says no. No. It says odil me. Hasam onus betakanta that kino le rabbanan hakalo. Over there is onus betakana. Here not. Here not. Here it's a personal illness. Here it's a personal illness. Okay. Therefore, it's a personal illness. So why is a personal illness different than what? Different than the takana. Okay. You follow what I'm saying? We have to be mazmer this line of the Gemara. What is the difference between the case where what, you married on Sunday, I can't get married on Sunday, I gotta wait till Wednesday, with a personal illness? Why can't you just say onus rachmana patra by both? What is the difference between the two tzadim? Well, we'll say takana as opposed to what? Ishi. You know what ishi means? Personal. What's the difference between the two? Why would we differentiate between the two? What's the pshat in the Gemara on this side of the Gemara? Okay? So the Rashba says right like this. The Rashba says, "Beferish to be mazed with this line." Okay, dear Matzvah Matzvi Omar. Okay, the Rashba wants to say an amazing thing. Okay, the Rashba wants to say the pshat is that if it's because of the Baal or because of the woman. Okay, that's what he wants to say. Very interesting. Okay, so he wants to say like this. An onus that comes from the husband is different than onus that comes because of the woman. An onus because of the husband, it's his fault. I'm sorry he's ill, but he's got to pay. He's got to pay. However, if the onus comes from the woman, she's the one who did it, and therefore he's pater. Okay? So therefore, if he can't get married because of shaktu, that was because of the woman, and if she's ill, Allah Maisa, he doesn't have to pay. So it's like an onus machmas machmas machmasa. So what I want you to get here is the Rashba. Again, the Rashba is saying like this. Is the onus because of him or because of her? The first possibility is onus rachmana patre. Say it across the board, but what I'm going to say is that onus rachmana patre. I don't care what's the onus. If it's under, what's he supposed to do? Not his fault. The Takana said, don't get married. I'm sorry, get married unless he's potter. If he's ill, what's the difference? Maybe no. Maybe what we're saying is, Takana is different than Ishi because, as the Rashba says it, this is under two. The Rashba says, is it Machmasa or is it Machmaso? You're only Pater Machmaso, Machmasher, because of her. Because of the husband, you're going to be Chayv. That's what the Rashba says.
Why are we interpreting the second one? They weren't asking, okay, what if she gets sick?
Let's go one step at a time. We got to go one step at a time. Daniel. The first step is maybe onus who? Chalahu. We're asking that as a question. Chalahu, how do you know? Maybe only by Shaktu he gets off the hook. The reason is because that's because of her. So why should he have to pay? The Sunday to Wednesday case, why should he have to pay? But if it's because of him, maybe we have to make him pay. I don't care whether he's physically ill. I'm sorry, we feel bad. But the bottom line is it comes from him, you got to pay. That's it.
So then,
okay?
I don't know.
You gotta pay. We don't say onus rachmana patra. We don't say it. That was the takana. The takana was, we only say it in this case. We don't say onus rachmana patra. That's what the Rashba wants to say.
What if she gets him sick?
What'd you say?
What if she gets him sick?
Okay, let's. We assume. What do you mean she got him sick? Because she aggravated him so much?
Oh, she's sneezing in his face.
Okay, I don't know. That's a good question, Josh. She was mazikin, that'd be different. She damaged it.
No, but it came from her.
Yeah, then if it came from her, then Lamaisi reparked it. Okay? If the delay is because we can pin it on her, it's because she aggravated, that's hard to pin down. You know what I mean? Okay, but you're right. That would be because she aggravated. Okay? Now that's the shot of the Rashba. Does everyone have it? Okay? Let me just share with you now the Shita Mikubetzes on this. Okay? Please get it. The Shita Mikubetzes has a different shot in this line of the Gemara. Okay? The Shita Mikubetzes on the Dibra Maskil of Matsuyama. He wants to say like this. The Shita Mikubetzes says, amazing. He says, we say Onus Rachmana Patra all the time. This is all to explain the second side, guys. We should say Onus Rachmana Patra. And therefore, we should say Onus Rachmana Patra even when he's ill, he shouldn't have to pay. The reason why, Allah Lamaisa, is because the Svara is because Onus, even Machmasa doesn't pater. The Svar of Onus Rachmana Patri does not exist in this area. It doesn't work. So what's the first side in the Gemara? Because this day is not Matim L'Nesun. So it's like Loi Giuzman. So if it's Loi Giuzman, you're pater from Azonos. That's what the Shita Mikubetzes and the Rabban write. Amazing shot. I want you guys to get this down. Lo Omrim Onus. We don't say Onus in this case. We're going to have to be Masber Wild a little bit later. We matter. Let's get to it. We're building it up. We don't say Onus Rachmana Patri in this area of Giyazman. The Sugya Shal Giyazman. We don't. So what must you add on? What must you add on? If you don't say Onus Rachmana Patri, so what's the first side? Why from Sunday to Wednesday do you not have to pay? Right? That was clear. Why from Sunday to Wednesday don't you have to pay? Because we treat it as if the day of wedding didn't arrive yet. In the case of Yigiyah's man, in the case of Sunday to Wednesday, Yom Rishon, in the case of Yom Rishon, Ki'ilu Lo Higiyah's man, we treat it as if Lo Higiyah's man. Okay? So let's go over this so we get this clear. Don, you with me? Again, we started off in we're dealing with the second Lashon of the Gemara. First Lashon was the Fikach. Chalu chalsi person in einam al mazonos. Clear. Now we introduce the second lashon. Second lashon is not so pushy. If he gets sick, maybe only in the case of Sunday to Wednesday you don't have to pay. But maybe if he gets sick, one side is pater, the other side is chayiv. What's the svara why he's chayiv? Because the bottom line, it came from him. It came from him. The Rashba says he's chayiv. Only when it comes from her, you pater. The other shot is the Shita Mikubetzes and the Rabban say, you know what? We never say on a strong on a pater. You really should be chayav for everything. Whether he got sick or it was because of Shakti, you really should be chayav for everything, according to Shita Mikubetzes and the Ramban. You really should be chayav for everything. So what's the first side of the Gemara that he's pater? Because we treat it as if the day of the wedding didn't arrive yet. That's why. Because Sunday to Wednesday tells me don't get married on Sunday. So you, even though the plan of the wedding was Sunday, we treat it as if it didn't arrive yet the day. You follow me? Yosef? So that's why the first side would be that he doesn't have to pay. In theory, you should have to pay. Yeah, Ezra, go ahead.
Saturday would have to pay.
What'd you say?
According to this, what you said that he would have.
Because you never say onus kumanapatra. You never say onus kumanapatra. You're always responsible.
But we say we treat it as if the zman.
That's what I'm saying. That's the first side of the Gemara. Remember this sucks.
So I'm saying, what's the reason for considering that? We say that we either consider it as if the zman lo igia, or we consider that it was magia. So what's the differentiation between?
No. That's what I'm saying. According to the Shita Bebes and the Ramban, you never say onus kumanapatra ever. So therefore, I don't care why you didn't give her. You should have to pay all the time. But the Gemara entertain a first side that he should not have to pay. So I'm saying the reason why is because we view it as if, because Chacham said from Sunday you have to need 3 days of Shartu, the Gemara Wednesday, we view as if the date of the wedding did not yet arrive. That's why he has to, that's why he doesn't have to pay.
But you don't do that in the case when he became sick.
That's correct.
So why would you do that in the case when she became sick?
You wouldn't do it at all. At this point of the Gemara, only at he became sick. Uh-huh. That's only at that point of the Gemara he became sick. You follow me? Yeah. So I'm saying this approach, Bichlal says you don't say onus kumanapatra. Now, he doesn't say why. We're going to give a svara why later. Okay? Yes, Daniel.
Isn't onus kumanapatra by an aveira? Meaning, if I damage someone by onus, like I'm a bad guy, but I still have to pay. Don't I?
Not always. If we have time, or if we don't have the time today, we'll develop it tomorrow. Not always. You have onus in the realm of mitzvahs, right? You have onus in the sense of responsibility towards others. It's not always got me a
bearers. No, adam mu'ud la'olam, meaning if I...
That's by Nezikin, adam mu'ud la'olam. Okay? But here there was a takana of chachamim to get married. And if you don't get married, you got to pay her. But here it was not your fault, right? You didn't mazik someone. Adam mu'ud la'olam is when you punch someone by accident, you have to pay. Yes, here, specifically here. That's why I said besugya shel yigizman, specifically in the sugya of yigizman. Okay, we're going to have to say why, but I want to wait till we get to the next line in the Gemara. Okay, Viter now. Let's see Viter in the Gemara. Now, a lot of times in Shas, when you have sveikas that are built up upon one another, what word appears? In Tim Saloma. Let's see. Okay, v'im tim salomar. Nachamo. V'ike de boile mi boye. Chalahu mal. Hosom time of my mishum de onis. V'achanami ha onis. He's honest in both cases. The Sunday to Wednesday case, he's ill in this case. O dilma. Hosom onis betakanta. The takina l'rabana hachalo. Here is a different type. Over there it's a different type of onis. Here it's a personal illness, which we're mazer on one of two accounts. The eating tinsel omer chalahu malalomazonos. And if you want to tell me, take the approach that the person who's ill, the man, has to pay. The eating tinsel omer chalahu malalomazonos. Josh, you with me? The eating tinsel omer chalahu malalomazonos. If you tell me that what? That if the man is ill, he's got to pay. Chosahi mahu. What's the din if she's sick? Matsi amala ana hakamina. He can scream and say, I'm here, I'm ready to get married. She didn't show up. I shouldn't have to pay. And he shouldn't have to pay. Oh, Dilma Matsya Umrlin stop Khasadeu. Or no, or maybe she could say, your field is flooded. What does that mean, your field is flooded? Tough luck. Well said. Your field is flooded and you're done. And you have to pay. Now let's be mazmer this suffix in the Gemara. What does this suffix mean? Of Khal Sahi. What does Chol Sahi mean? And that's what will come up with this Chiddush of what it's all about. Now, let's take a look at the Tosfos in the top. Go ahead, Meir Simcha. Take a look, guys. Matzi Amrle. Go ahead. Let's see.
Matzi Amrle is Davos Adayu. Ve'ir Yochalit on the other of a Maz Lo Garam. They came in the low mitzvah of Apirivia. Lo Miyamsha.
Kid Amrina? Okay, so what is she saying? She could say to the man, your field's flooded, I'm sorry, tough luck. Why can't he say to her on the contrary? You caused it, Kala. Why can't he say back there, you caused it? It's your bad mazel. Why blame me? What's the answer? Because we passed like Basil. Men are machuyev and puruvu and not women. Puruvu v'kivshua. Yavam is samach beizim and beiz. It's not the derech of the women to be kovish. The Gemara says a kedusha beis and beis. It's a derech of the man to be kovish. The man asks the woman out, right? That's usually the derech. The woman doesn't ask the man out. Once in a while, there'll be an exception to the rule, right? But generally, not that way, right? says Puruvu v'kiv shuha. Women are not obligated to Puruvu. Men are. So there's no way that he can claim back, oh, Mrs. Scala, it's your fault. Because the only time you can say it's fault on someone if you are obligated by Hashem to do something, and then Hashem punishes you. Since she's not obligated, she can't be punished. The Kaven is the, read it again, Mary Simcha. Matzi Amrulei. Oh, period after Garam. Why can't she make that, why can't he make that claim back to her that it's your fault, lady? Or your fault, Kala? Because why? She's not Mitzuvin Purvu. So Hashem would not punish her, so he has no claim against her. You got me? Okay? In the Ruchmias, she is not Mechuyiv, so she's not going to be punished for it. As Ezra was asking me in Seder. Now I want to bring a ride to this. Get this down, guys. There's a mitzvah in the Torah, in the Navi, actually called Shevis. Shevis. What's Shevis? There's a mitzvah Purvu. We define that as one boy and one girl, according to Basil. The Shaman is two boys. We passkin like Basil. Men are Mechuyiv, not women. We passkin also that a boy and a girl, not two boys. Okay? There's a mitzvah, though, the Divrei Kabbalah, which is mentioned in Nach, called Shevis. There's a mitzvah to populate the world. Even if you have a boy or girl, there's a mitzvah, the Divrei Nevin, in Ksuvim, to have more kids. Called Shevis, L'Shevis Yitzra, to populate the world. There's 2 days in Tosfos Bava Basra on Daf Beis and Mabeis where the women are Mechuyiv and Shevis. It's a big nafkimina. Let's say a woman falls in love with a guy who's sterile. He can't have kids. Is she allowed to be din to Miriam? She's not Mechuyiv and Puruvu, but maybe she's Mechuyiv and Shevis. There's 2 days in Tosfos in Bava Basra on Daf Yud Gimel. Shnei Deis B'Tosfos, okay? Shnei Deis B'Tosfos. Shnei Deo Petosvos are women, Nashim, Mukhuyavos, the Shevis. So I want to bring a raya that our Tosfos is of the opinion she's also Pater from Shevis. Because maybe the guy could say, it's your fault, Kala. You might not be Mukhuyiv and Puruvu, but you're Mukhuyiv and Shevis. Oh, the fact that you're ill must be that it's your fault. Because if you're Aveir, Hashem punished you, and therefore you couldn't do this wedding. You hear what I'm saying? So I want to bring a raya from here that women are what pater from Shevis. That Tosfos holds like one of those days. Tosfos by us. You follow what I'm saying? What do you mean Sheva Al Tasa?
She's not doing anything.
Yeah, but she should marry a guy. Why is she delaying it? She's sick. She's sick. She didn't do it on purpose, but Hashem punished her. So you can claim back to her, it's your fault. Tosfos says, no. Women are pater from Purvu. She's also pater from Shevis. You got me? Categorically. So the male, she cannot, he can't claim to it's your fault. Again, keep in mind what your fault means. Since you're Mechuyiv in it, Hashem punishes you for it. Just finish the Lashon HaTos, Meir Simcha V'od. Oh, the woman is the field of the husband, and the husband is not in her field. What it means, get this down also. We'll get to everyone's questions, please matter. Watch you get this down. There's a famous line of the Ran in the Dharma, the Flamen of an Aleph. Get it down. Where when a man is Makadosh a woman, the Ran in the Dharma has a Lushan where she said where he says the woman is mafka herself. Isha mafkira atzma labab. She's mafka herself to the Baal. She's like chattel. You know what chattel is like a chefsa. It's like a chefsa. She's mafka herself to the husband. Now, Rav David Lifshitz, that's how one of the greatest shoes, wanted to say a few lines later, the Ran backs track, and that doesn't really mean it. But the Ran has this formulation, that every kedushin, she's mafka herself to the husband. It's like she's a chefsa. There was a big Talmud I knew that he used to say, when a guy goes out with a girl on a date, there's the gavra, the isisa, right? Gavra is Aramaic for man, isisa is Aramaic for woman, and the chefsa. The chefsa is the car. Right? The Gavra, the Chefsa, and Isisa. So in Lumbus, the Ran is really saying the Isha is like the Chefsa. She's mafka herself. She's mafka herself. You follow what I'm saying? So I want to suggest the same Lashon Dani that Tosfos is saying. Tosfos is saying that she is like the Sada of the Baal. So therefore what? Please get this. I want you guys to get this down. What does the Lashon Istachdu Sadehu mean? Your fields are flooded. What does that mean? It means it's the mazel of the Baal Sada. He's the one who caused it. Even though she's his field, but we assume he's the one who caused the what? Mazal ogar. He's the one who caused the illness. That's what Pshat and Tosis is. Poshim Pshat. Fill in the blank, Ezra. You have to say, what does Chola, what does Mistapka Sadeo mean? She's the field of the husband. Don't tell me, Lamais, he can't claim, Adarab, it's your luck. What do you mean? It's like he's talking, it's like he's talking to himself. He has no right to say that. That's what Mistapka Sadeo. So that's the second side, Lamais, so that's the second side that we want to tie in it, is the Pshat Lamais in the Tosis, okay? That's a pshat in the Tosis. The Nistachu Sadeu, Tosis is saying, her taina mazlacha goyrim is an onish for him because he didn't do puruvu. And he has a chiyuv of a puruvu. And that's the lashon. And his mazel is goyrimness. And that's what it means, the lashon hari kisadeu shal adam shniskakula. His mazel caused that his car got destroyed. So the woman is also sadeu. So it's mazel goyrim, his mazel caused her illness. So that's what it means, the pshat. Okay? Now I want to just finish this up, though. Okay? That's the pshat in the Tosis. So Nistapku Sadeu Danu is read as what? It's like a flow of what? It's like mazel goyrim. You follow me? Oh. But if you look, and I gave it to you, if you look in the Ramban, the Rashi actually says the same thing. But if you look in the Ramban says an amazing thing. And this is what I want to bring out, okay? Similar to what we said before in the first suffix. Do you know what the Ramban says? The Ramban says? The Ramban says, we don't say onus in the whole sugya. That's the shayla. When it says, O Dilma, Nistapku Sadeu, you know what the Ramban says? What it means is, it means that we don't say onus at all. That's the suffix in the Gemara. A suffix that's machmas her, paters, or maybe an onus does not create a ptur at all, even if it's an onus because of her. This is talking about chalsehi, right? This is the suffix of chalsehi, the second suffix. The Ramban is bringing up an approach, lo omri, in the suffix, in the side of nistapcha sadeu, the Ramban is saying lo omri, onus rachmana patra. And this is what I want to bring out. What does that mean, you don't say onus rachmana patra? We don't say the klal of onus rachmana patra in this case. Correct. You are chayiv. Why? What does the words nistapku sadeu mean then, Donnie? What does that mean? It's not a chelik of her claim. According to Tosis, please get this down. Nistapku sadeu was part of her. Part of what? Was part of her claim. She says, "What are you yelling at me for? I'm like your field," like Tosis said, right? So it's part of her claim. Nistapku sadeu was part of her claim. According to the Ramban, it's not part of her claim. It's the Totsah that we do not say Onus Rechmana Patre. You know why? Why don't you say Onus Rechmana Patre? Because we assume he was like Mafsid, his own mama. Hifsid Mamona. It's like you smash up your car. I'm sorry you smashed up your car. Sorry you smashed up your car. But if you smash up your car, who's going to pay for it? You have to pay for it. You were supposed to marry this woman. She got ill, I don't care. You got to pay her. You can't talk about onus rachmana patra. Remember I said that's why you got to wait, Daniel? Remember I wrote here, what's the sfora why you don't say onus rachmana patra in this sugya? Why not, Daniel? You know why? Because it's like you're talking, it's your own property. You have responsibility for your own property. You can't talk about onus rachmana patra. Nistapcha sadeu is a result. Nistapcha sadeu is an absolute result of this concept. We don't say onus rachmana patra. And therefore, even if she's ill, you're mechuyev to pay. That's the second side in the Gemara. According to Tosfos, it's not that you don't say onus rachmana patra, but according to Tosfos, the pshat is that his mazel was goyrimit. His mazel was goyrimit, and that's it. Halacha l'mais. His mazel was goyrimit because he's mechuyev peruvu, she's not. He's mechuyev in shevis, she's not, like we wanted to say. And the truth of the matter is that what? That va'od, the way we're reading the Tosis, like the va'od is like a continuation of the first line of Tosis. It's not like a reason on its own. Even though Lamaitz, we said the Ran and the Dharm, she's like mafka herself. But what I'm what we're trying to bring out is that the Ramban runs a little different, Kibi, is that you don't sit under a patra at all. The reason why is because it's your own property. I smash up my car, I shouldn't have to pay. Who else is going to pay to fix up your car? All this on a patra is shkoyach. And therefore what? So who's going to pay for it? Based in? It's ridiculous. It's the same thing here. I don't care whether she's ill. I mean, I feel bad she's ill, but you have to pay her. She's like your property. She's mafka herself to you, in that sense. So nistabcha sadeo means you don't say unless you're on a patra. So if I ask you, what are the two sfaras, Daniel? Why nistabcha sadeo? Up to this case in the Gemara, chalsahi. What's the sfara why, if she gets ill, he has to pay? In this line in the Gemara. What are the two sfaras?
It's his field.
More than that, though, it's his field, which means what? He's mechuyev in purvu, she's not. He's mechuyev in shevis. He's not, and therefore she's his field, and therefore she can claim it's your own mazel that caused it. The other way is the Ramban that says what? We don't say onus rahmana patre at all. Why don't we say onus rahmana patre at all? Because this is an issue of hifsid mamono. He was mazel his own property, and that's it. And mainly, he should have to pay. She's ill, so what? He has to pay. He has to help her. It's his property. You don't say onus rahmana patre. That's a different way of saying it. That's why you don't say onus rahmana. And that goes back to what we said earlier in Shir. What do we say in the suffix of him being sick? We said maybe if the Sunday to Wednesday case, he doesn't have to pay. But in a case where Ezra, he's what? In a case where he's personally ill, he's got to pay. Why? Either because it was his illness, he's paying, or because why? You don't say onus rahmana patre in general. Why wouldn't you say onus rahmana patre in general? You know why? Because when he marries a woman, she becomes like a schefza. If she becomes like a schefza, then there's no talking about onus rahmana patre at all. She's like a schefza. He's got to be responsible that she's healthy. Just like he's got to take care of the car. He's got to take care of her. The only reason why he doesn't have to pay there is because we treated maybe as if the time of the marriage did not yet arrive. That was the first sad by Chalahu. Now we're on to already Chal Sahi. But it's a similar svara why you would say onus rahmana patre. Yes, go ahead, Josh.
Two questions. One's a good one.
Real quick, yeah, go ahead.
Is a man usher to marry an unfertile woman?
You shouldn't marry her, correct. He's got to do purvu. He doesn't have kids.
But
he's never had kids.
Usher, or is it?
Yes, it's usher. Plus your shot, it's usher. He's got to have kids, purvu. Plus your shot, it's usher, yes. That's the pashtus. Adopting a child is only a partial kim of purvu. Go ahead.
Second question being, whenever a woman gets sick, it's the man's mazel, not mazel.
At this point in the Gemara, correct. That's where we're at this point.
So whenever a woman gets sick, it's because he did something wrong?
Yes, that's what Tulsus is saying, because he's mechuyev in Puruvu, and therefore there must have been a delay in the marriage. Hashem punished him, not to fulfill this mitzvah.
What about, Miriam, who brought Sarah on herself? She's the reason why she got sick.
Okay.
So in a situation where, let's say back then, the wife gets Sarah because she said Lashon Hara, would that be her fault in a sense then? It's not his mazel anymore. She did it to herself.
Right, but whatever illness might be, even in that case, as you're saying, let's say a woman got Sarah, you're saying.
Yeah.
Okay, we know in the Chumash, Hashem said it was because of Lashon Hara. But we never know why a person gets Sarah. It says because maybe she did other avers, though. We're not Naveen, so we don't know. We can't say. So we assume it doesn't matter what the illness is. The bottom line is it wasn't her fault, it was his fault. That's what we assume. Because she's not Mechuyev in Puruvu. I don't care. It's a good point you're bringing up. Even if it would be a type of illness that would seem to depend on her, still we don't know. We don't have Nebuah. We don't know. We're not Hashem. Okay?
So are women not accountable for their actions?
Only in the realm of marriage they're not accountable. She shouldn't be penalized not to be paid for a few days from his onos. Because it's not her fault, we assume. In this line of the Gemara. Only in the realm of marriage. Of course they're accountable for her actions. In the realm of marriage, when the schedule of the marriage comes up and it was delayed, that she's not accountable.
Only in this case.
Of course, yes. That's what Tyson is saying in that line of the Gemara. Correct. Well said. Okay? But I'm just bringing out, Lamaisa, what's the lumness as to why it's so? Is it because Lamaisa, it's part of her taina, just like Mazel Gairin? Stop Kosadeu? And she's like chattel, or do you say to the degree you don't say onus gemara v'pratrei because she's like chattel too? It's like he's talking to his car. Why should he? Well, of course he's responsible. Now, if I ask you, what do you say Rashi holds? Which way do you say Rashi learns? If I would ask you, which way do you say Rashi learns? What would you say? Let's look at Rashi here. Neir Simcha, how does Rashi learn Mazal Chagayr? Look at Rashi. So you gotta look back and forth, Lamaisa. Okay? Read that last Rashi on the page. Nistapkus Adei Omer Aleph. Everyone got it? Go ahead.
Lashem Mutar.
Yeah, ready?
Oh, sorry, my bad. Yeah.
Dibra Masku, you gotta read it. Go ahead.
Nistapkus Adei. Lashem Mutar Sochet. Nishtapa Sodaka.
Why does Rashi have to keep going? Why can't he stop by saying Mazal Chagayrin? What does he have to keep going for? So the Pashtus is, and this is what the Pashtus, the Rabban says, the Farish, and the Shita B'Gubetis, you know why Rashi doesn't stop? Rashi doesn't stop here. You know why not? Why didn't he stop with Mazal Chagayrin, Daniel? You had a question before. What's the reason? Because he wants to prove to you Allah Lamaisa, that this is the Pshat Lamaisa, different than Taisus. It's not just Mazal Chagayrin, but the truth of the matter is that the reason why the onus doesn't pot to you from a Chiyuv Mizonos, that's what he wants to go out of his way. Ki mehayom ani mutalas chalazun. I don't care, Josh. There is no concept of onus shmona patre in this area. You have a responsibility to this woman because she is your property. And you were supposed to get married on this day. I don't care why you were getting married on this day. Even because she was ill. You are mechuyev to pay. That's what Rashi's driving at. I want you to get that down. By the fact he says, ki me'ayom ani mutalak alazun, is as if he's saying, I do not say onus of monopatre in this sugya of Igiyas Mamlo Nosu. We do not say it. That's what the Rabban wants him to die in Rashi. It's a beautiful deal. Because mazal chagayrin should be dikratana. That's only according to Tosos. According to Rashi, it's not true. According to Rashi and Rabban, the suffix, the Gemara, is onus the reason why we potter, or maybe we don't say onus in this sugi. Very simple. According to Rabban, do we say onus or do we not say onus? If you say onus, Ezra, I don't care what the onus is. Him or her, it's an onus. Or maybe you don't say onus. Very simple, according to Rabban. Follow me, Yosef? Do you say onus of two or not? According to Tosis, it's not true. According to Tosis, Allah Lamaisa, it's a little bit different. The subject of the Gemara is, how do we treat Onus Machlis Choyli? Is it because of her, Lamais, or is it because of Mazal Lagayrin, or is it because of him? When she gets sick, do we view her getting sick as because of her, then he shouldn't have to pay, or do we view it as because of him? But it is called an Onus. You understand what I'm saying? Do we view it as an Onus or not? Okay, let's finish up with Halakha. So we're up to, now we haven't even touched the whole concept of Onus Monopatra in general, which we're going to get to, Buna, okay? So we got to go fight through the Gemara tomorrow. We have a long Seder, and we have to get the onus of Kodapacha in general. Let's close with a little bit, starting with the Hilchos Rosh Hashanah. Daniel, you had a kasha. What was your kasha?
Shabbos.
Yes.
Is that kind of a mitzvah that don't do it, it's like an Avera? Or more like it says, it's like, if when you do it, it's a mitzvah.
It's a mitzvah in the Divrei Kabbalah. It's a serious deal. It's a serious deal. Not just Samaitz and Kol, it's a serious deal, Mitzvah and Divrei Kabbalah.
Right, but okay. If you don't do anything, it's like a
chiyuv. Not right, yeah, it's a chiyuv. It's a chiyuv to try to populate with as many kids as possible. Now, Dio, you had a kasha also from before, you answered. Okay.
As many kids as possible, or
as many kids as you can. You can subsidize.
I thought like as long as you do one girl.
That was Puravu, Josh. Shevis is a second halacha. Okay, let's close a few halachas as we begin. Okay? Number one. The Sfardim hold like the Shulchan Aruch, Achene B'nei Yisroel, that we say Slif is the whole month of Elul. Ashkenazim argue and follow like the Ramah, and they say that Slif must be said at least 4 days before Rosh Hashanah. Why four? Why is four the magic number? It's not a magic number. It's based on the Halacha. When is Rosh Hashanah this year? Thursday, Friday? Yes, so we're going to start Saturday night. It's perfect this year, isn't it? Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. It's perfect, 4 days. Why must it at least be 4 days? If you look at Parshas Pinchas, it discusses the Kabbalas. When it talks about Rosh Hashanah, it says Vasisim Ola. What does Vasisim Ola mean? It doesn't say Vikraftim Ola. It says Vasisim. You know why? Make yourself an olam. When we come to Rosh Hashanah, we have to make a cheshbon and nefesh. That's why I try to motivate them. Seder, shir, hisvanim, minyanim. You have to make yourself an olam. On Rosh Hashanah, you're like a korban. How many days before an animal sacrifice must it be checked for a moon? Four. On Rosh Hashanah, you're going to be a korban. Check yourselves 4 days before, make sure you have no moon. You follow me? That's how the Mishnah Berurah mods with the Ramah. That's why you have to have at least 4 days. Number two, let's close with the following. The Ramah writes that whoever davens for the Amud should also daven for the Amud for Slichas. Even whoever davens for Ma'irith the next morning should daven Slichas. What's that all about? The Rav said that Slichas, and that even beats, it's a Machlech's Magen Ram Eli Al Rav, that beats out of your site. You daven for the Amud for Slichas, can you, you're supposed to daven also for Chakras. Did you know that? Whenever you daven Slichas, even the guy that davened for the Amud for Ma'ariv should also daven what? Slichas the next morning. But if you did, even if you daven Slichas the next morning, you should daven for the Amud for Mishnabach. Does that beat out of your side? Machloik is mugging Ram Eli Al Rav. Machloik is to that degree that it might even beat out of your side. What's the lum this all about? The Rav Zatzal said Slichas is a haktam of the davening. It's an introduction to davening. We have a famous cloud. Hamaskel b'mitzah omen lo gmor. You start a mitzvah, finish the mitzvah. You don't finish the mitzvah, it's a terrible thing. You're showing you're not interested in the mitzvah. You didn't like the mitzvah. That's a bad thing. So we say, Hamaskel b'mitzah omen lo gmor. In fact, the Gemara Makis is a very strong lashon. God forbid, doesn't mean literally, but it says, Hamaskel b'mitzah lo gmor kover ish to l'banav. One would bury his wife and his kids, God forbid. So therefore, the Rav viewed the whole concept of Slichas as being a hakdamah. It's the beginning to the davening, therefore you have to finish it up, you should daven the Yomid as well. Yes, Jacob?
But if it's a Hagdama for Tefillah, why can't you have the Hagdama? But you're the Shliach Tzibur for the Hagdama, why do you have to be the Shliach? Is it the mitzvah to be
because the Shliach? Because the usher's in davening. So if you're ushering the marking davening, you should finish the job.
Because then you can finish it.
Well, you can finish it, just not from the
No. Whoever starts Hagdama should finish it. Machloik is when they beat up the Yorza. Okay, but that's what the Rav wanted to say. The Hagdara of Shlichus is considered to be Hagdama. Whereas Ne'ilah is a ribui tefillah. What is Ne'ilah in the Yom Kippur? An additional davening. The Rav had a shiloh if someone slept through Yom Kippur, God forbid, let's say, and he wakes up at the end, does he daven Ne'ilah? The Rav said maybe not, because Ne'ilah only makes sense if you've davened all the other ones beforehand. You follow me? And then you add on Ne'ilah. If you forget Ne'ilah, you need a tashlumen. The Primogodim says, yes, the Rav said Eben Ne'ilah is connected with Yom Kippur. Maybe it doesn't need. Okay? So I want you to get this concept. There's a lot more we got to do. Okay, we'll stop here. Everyone have a wonderful day. And we'll continue tomorrow. And we got to go bike there tomorrow.